Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Smooth moves.
Good morning. Back at it on a Monday morning.
I was going to ask how your weekend was, but I saw you Saturday, so.
So that's enough?
That's enough.
It was pretty good. I have to say, Sunday.
Yeah?
Chef's kiss.
The day itself, what'd you do?
Weather was great.
Yeah.
I didn't go outside at all, though. But we had the windows open. I mean.
That's fine.
We did some shopping.
You brought some of the outside in.
Yeah. There was too natty. I grabbed a book, and I was going to go outside and read.
Uh-huh.
And it was like the gnats were swarming.
We acquired online, don't know from where, some sort of like bug mosquito defense system. And I don't know if it uses.
Interesting.
Like, what's like high-pitched sound or some sort of odor. We haven't turned it on yet. We just took them out of the box yesterday.
What?
Yeah.
You don't know if it's a smell or a high-powered motor of some sort?
I think it's a smell because it has these little discs we have to put in.
Uh-huh.
That's got to be the smell,
it's
right?
It's got to be.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's like ultra citronella candle like that,
yeah.
Like super powerful,
mm-hmm. Concentrated.
I have no idea. We haven't used it yet.
Something like that. Because I'm like, we've got this great little patio. We got these new rocking chairs. I was like, oh,
yeah.
I'm so excited to sit out and rock and read. And it was just, yeah, it was so, and it's not like bugs. It's those little gnats.
How many are in one swarm, do you think?
Because
it's not like you, it's like when you're driving a car, one, dead, right? You
kill
one thing. But when you are walking, what? You know how it is.
You know, when you're driving and you kill one thing, just one thing, it's not a big deal.
Like, I've gone on an hour road trip and, like, I killed six bugs because I could clearly see.
And you see,
the splat. But when you walk into one of those, there's got to be a million billion, right?
Gnat swarm. Just
I know.
I don't know.
And do they not know any better? Are they coming at us? For what?
Or is it on purpose? Because I always feel like your eyes and your ears, they're like, they're trying to get in.
Why do they always fly somewhere between 4.5 and 6 feet? Think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't you fly higher?
Yeah, exactly. Lower is a bad idea. Higher's
no,
great.
No, higher.
I want away from my body, not on a different part of my body.
Lower? I just want bites on my ankles.
I don't want that either. No.
I just want little gnat ankle bites.
Can you fly at 10 feet or higher, gnats, please? I know. I have the answer now.
Are we the food source?
Well, they are the food source for the birds, right? And where are the birds flying?
Yes. Hey, get up there.
Yeah, so they figured out, like, this is the safe zone. Oh, and also there's a meal while I swarm over here to her face.
Well, if you figure out your citronella superpowered thing, let me know.
Okay.
Please.
We have two, and it covers a 15-foot by 15-foot area. I might be able to loan you one.
I'm so lazy. Every year we get a citronella candle, and every year I leave it out over winter, and then it's got, like, water in it. It's ruined. It's ruined. Just take it in.
Go get another one.
It's
I don't know how long these last either. They are not battery powered and they don't plug in. I don't know the source of the fuel. Again, purchased on the internet.
Shannon!
It's like, what? Do I have to like run in a wheel to power this?
Probably.
I don't know how it works.
There's a machine?
Well, no, but it has some sort of like, do you remember in Back to the Future? And he had plutonium rods to run the car.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Whoa.
I know.
Whoa.
I know. So I'm going to have to steal some plutonium from a terrorist.
We're not messing around, bugs.
No, if I want to kill some bugs. That's
good
how
luck.
I'm looking at it. Yeah.
Everybody, good
we're
going to
have a midnight exchange at Lindale Mall outside of JCPenney's.
I need a little bit of plutonium. It's for the gnats.
And then a crazy scientist is going to show up in a car that'll go back to the future.
Again.
Again. All of that because we don't like gnats because they won't fly higher.
Worth it.
I know.
I'm not even mad about it.
You're not?
No. To get rid of the gnats, I'd do it.
You would
go back to the future.
You'd go back to the future. But remember, don't do anything because it's going to impact your
I know.
In the past. It'll
hurt
your future.
Yeah, and then I'm going to fall in love with my mom.
Don't.
And,
you will? That's weird. That's a different plot line.
I know.
Why are you peeping at a tree, Claire?
Just all the little.
You bird watching?
So many repercussions. So bad.
Yeah.
Let's
happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you. And this is putting a little extra stress on Peanuts fans. The people
you mean
who make
Snoopy?
Snoopy.
Okay.
Yeah. Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
The Tamagotchi.
Yeah.
Manufacturer. It's called Bandai. And they are marking the 75th anniversary of Charles Schulz, the Peanuts comic strip guy.
Sure.
By releasing a special Tamagotchi that has Snoopy and the rest of the Peanuts gang as the characters you're keeping alive as your Tamagotchi.
Wait, I have to keep Snoopy alive now?
Yeah, there's the stress. Who wants to kill Snoopy?
I don't want to kill any of them.
I know.
Ah, wait a minute.
Whoa.
See you, Lucy. Right?
No!
Yes! She's a bully. In today's world, Lucy is 100% a bully.
Lucy would never make it.
If Lucy was my assigned character, I forgot to turn it on today.
Dude, you can't kill Lucy.
It's like pulling away a football from Lucy's life. I'm just taking her soul.
But she's also the foil. Like, she's the reason we have any plot line. She's offering free psychiatric help.
That's what you're saying. She's the villain.
I always had a soft spot for Lucy.
You did?
I did.
Why do you associate with Lucy?
She's a winner. That's why.
But she gets it the wrong way. Oh, Claire.
But she's just doing her best.
No.
Listen, there weren't a lot of female characters.
God, so I always liked Lucy. I would have put you more as a Sally.
Oh, yeah, Sally. I forgot about Sally.
No, but Sally's a little bit of it.
Yeah.
She's very soft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Lucy.
You're hard like Lucy, huh?
I think she's got a nice backbone to her.
All right.
Yeah.
Who do you think I associate with?
Charlie Brown, 100%.
I do not.
What?
Linus. Linus is my main man. Yes.
What, who's the kid
Schroeder.
That played
Schroeder?
Yeah. I thought you'd be Schroeder.
I just felt like I was more of a Linus.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think I'm a Charlie Brown?
Let me ask
you this. If you offered me a chance to kick a football, would you hold the football?
I'd hold it for a minute.
But what if it takes me 2 minutes to kick the football?
that other minute, I'm gone, man. I'm gone. You want me to hold the football?
I do want you to. No, I don't, because I know how this ends. Are they going to, do they actually die?
Actual,
I want to know what happens.
Actual information.
Do they actually die, or do you just...
Yeah, there's a bunch of like mini games so that you can do some things as the characters and you can take the keychain with you. But it doesn't say whether or not they die, but fans are talking about like, this is such a cool idea, except I don't want to kill them.
It is. Up until it's like, you can't kill a beloved. If it's a digital character I don't know about, I'm fine with it.
That's
right?
The whole Tamagotchi thing, though, is that if you don't play with it enough, it dies. So don't forget, or like I did, drop your Tamagotchi at a Williamsburg football game.
Don't do that. Take it to the pool.
Take it with you wherever you go.
Waterlogged. Killed Woodstock.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I'm still reeling from last night. We had a family get-together, a little birthday party, and went over to my sister-in-law's house. And she has been transforming her backyard, welcoming some new pets into her life. She is now the proud owner of some backyard chickens.
How big's the flock? Is that the right term?
Well, she keeps having some bad luck because when you get chickens,
go on.
You get eggs.
Yes.
And you don't know what's inside those eggs. And so sometimes it'll be a hen and sometimes it'll be a rooster.
Inside the egg?
Yeah. It's a chicken. You can't tell what it's going to be before it's hatched, you know?
Oh, wait. Let me back up. Yeah. These are eggs that she's not eating.
No.
She's letting these go to incubation. I misunderstood.
Eggs?
Aren't the yolks the yolks?
Oh, no. She wants to do the backyard chicken thing. She has to.
She also wants to raise more chickens.
She's raising the chickens from eggs.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
You know you can get them full grown, right? Right?
This is too hard.
Why did you pick that song?
Because it was the only chicken song I could think of.
You haven't even started the story yet.
No more dancing while I tell the story.
And scene. Okay.
Okay, so she got backyard chicken. Yes. She raised them from eggs.
Okay.
And you don't know what's going to be inside the
egg.
You
don't.
Is it going to be a hen or is it going to be a rooster?
Right.
And unfortunately, usually you'll get like a rooster or two in your set of eggs. She got four.
She got four roosters.
In her first get-go. So that was bad luck.
She called the company and sent them back.
No, because everybody's suggestion is like, well, you could eat them. And she's like, no, I don't want to eat it.
I will.
No. So she found a nice farm, a rooster sanctuary.
You're joking. It's a rooster sanctuary?
I'm not kidding. She found a rooster sanctuary. The roosters are fine.
Is it the noise? Is that why you don't want so many roosters?
You can't have roosters because they'll be waking everybody up.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Can you have any roosters in town?
I don't know.
All right.
If it's like one.
This is fascinating.
She has learned so much.
Yeah.
It's like a crash course on chickens just to have these pets, you know? Because I didn't grow up knowing any of this stuff. Like, they have to have rocks and gravel and sand because they have no way to digest their food.
I think I'd heard that before.
It's bizarre.
Just mixed in with the feed? That's crazy.
Well, they had like
tubs. Well, they did come from dinosaurs, you know.
They are the OG dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Some sand.
So how many little big baby ones does she have? And how many big ones? Are they all to size?
She has all these different flocks now. So
okay.
I don't know, 10 or whatever they started with.
Yeah.
Four of those are gone. So then they got like four more. And unfortunately, there was another rooster. So they got three of those.
I feel like you should be able to pre-order.
I know.
Right?
Yes. Yes. Some
just looking
ones.
For hens.
Sorry. Hens only.
Which is why I'm like, get them out of the shell, man.
Yeah.
Buy them later in life. Not, don't know.
Mm.
Right?
I don't know if you have to raise them.
Feels like she's playing the claw machine and she keeps getting a rooster.
Because some of them are super nice and will like sit on you. She wants ones like that.
Pet chickens.
Like pet chickens.
They'll sit on you.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, they might poop, but hey.
Hey, it's like goat yoga.
Every 20 minutes.
They poop?
Yeah.
Like, is there a countdown? Like, you can hold this chicken for 11 minutes. Watch
here,
out.
It just went. Now hold it, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
Like clockwork.
Mm-hmm.
This is great.
It's interesting. I learned a lot, and this is just like
when will you be able to eat their offspring? That's the question.
What?
Well,
no.
They're going to lay aren't they?
Oh, eggs.
Yes.
Eggs, yeah. Another month.
Why is that okay, but not frying them up? In a nice buttermilk batter. Why is that bad?
No.
Tell me more.
Because they're pets.
Because they have eyes.
Yeah.
And if it's got a face, you can't eat it. I get
it's looking you in the eyes.
I get
different.
It. Okay, here I am. Marian Arts Festival.
Ah.
Was a lovely. I hadn't seen the new plaza and all of the stuff in downtown Marian.
Marian, you're looking good.
So we're walking the main drag where the artists are, and then we work our way to the retail side of the street. And I got to kind of set this picture. So from Goldfinch, the restaurant, or School of Rock.
Yeah.
Down to, where are we at here? Just the plaza. That's where the food tents are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you've got everything from that book boutique to like a chocolate shop.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of retailers right there. We pop into one. And as we're walking towards the door, I'm like, well, that's a little odd because there's a woman on the ground and she's kind of helping herself back up. Like, she must have tripped.
Oh,
that's life,
yeah.
You know. And so she goes in the store, and a man follows her in, and then we go in, and it's very clear that something has happened because they are offering her a chair, and like, she must have like skinned her knee.
Yeah.
So the man, by the way, does not work at the store. He is from a restaurant, was running food, right? Gets the first aid kit, and I turn around, and all I see is a wound below her knee. And her sock and sweatpants have absorbed a lot of blood.
Oh.
And in my brain, I'm like, hold up. What am I supposed to do at this point?
Yeah.
So the following things need to be added to this equation while my brain's going. I know the shop owner. Should I have said something? The shop owner is trying to run the shop while also, you know, tend to customers.
Yeah, you're a small business owner.
While also tending to the person who must have tripped on, let's say it's a sidewalk.
Sure.
And then somewhere in somebody's brain, they're like, who's going to be in trouble for this, right?
Yeah.
You don't know. And then the lovely older lady is fine. She's fine. A lot of times, like, you scratch yourself, like, there's more blood than as bad as it is.
Sure, sure. But we need to stop it.
They do. So a lot of pressure was applied and a very large Band-Aid was applied.
Mm.
And then the following conversation, should I go to the ER? And it was a weird, like, again, do I interject? Do I offer to call 911? It was right on the line of.
Was it that serious?
That's what nobody knew what to do.
Oh.
Nobody quite knew where to take it.
So what did you do?
I continued to browse.
And pretended it wasn't happening.
No, you could not pretend it wasn't happening. It was happening. But what else? Because, as you know, I have told a story on this very radio show about some friends and I who went to Illinois 3 weeks ago.
Oh, you just had this experience.
And no, well, and somebody pointed out like that picture is crooked, and then all of a sudden it turns into a production, right?
Yeah.
It's a what, like now we're in it.
Don't do it.
And so I'm like, I bet if that friend was here, she'd try to help. I'm
she would
going
do it.
To do the opposite. So I kept ignoring, but then it's like, I think I'll drive myself to the urgent care. And like, should I offer to do that? And then in my brain, I'm like, well, if I offer to do that, then I got to stay with her. Now I don't know who she is. That's weird. Should I help her to her car?
That sounds like a whole day.
It's like, I want to take a nap. At the end of the day, I didn't want to stay. I didn't have time for that. I wanted to take.
Oh, did you get your nap in, Eric?
Yes.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Iowa-based ice cream manufacturer Wells Enterprises, if I said Blue Bunny, you know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
Recalling nearly 18,000 containers of ice cream and frozen yogurt over concerns they might have some pieces of plastic.
Oh, no.
Wells issued the voluntary recall last month, and the FDA just now getting around to reporting it. I don't have flavors, styles. I just know it is impacting both Halo Top and Blue Bunny. I'm going to probably send you to the Wells Enterprises website, learn a little bit more. You're going to look for best if used by dates, but it ranges from March to October of 2026. And when you have that many flavor lines,
that's a lot.
Do a little research. Yeah.
To and see something if, that kind of sits in the freezer.
Yeah. You don't bring it out all the time. Yeah. But going into graduation weekends and celebrations, coming off of Mother's Day, going into Father's Day, also it's pie season. So you might have any and all
There's
of those.
There's always a reason to eat ice cream.
It's another week, but. It took another week, I should say, but Stink Floyd, the 12-year-old corpse flower at Ryman Gardens in Ames, finally bloomed.
Finally? And that was like a week ago.
They thought it was opening up coming out of Mother's Day weekend.
Didn't it double in size?
Like it just kept growing.
The bud was like 4 inches?
Every whatever, it was like it grew a foot today. Just crazy Jeepers. To see a plant would do that. This flower, which is known as an Amorphophallus titanum, began its bloom on Saturday evening. It releases an intense odor that some say smells like dirty gym socks, roadkill, or rotting flesh. They had people in line and walking past it from 7 o'clock yesterday morning till 11 p.m. last night.
Dang.
Cost $12 to catch a whiff, by the way.
Just so I can catch a whiff. Because they say it smells bad, but I want to make sure.
I don't believe it until I smell it myself.
How bad we talking?
If I remember my previous story, that smell you only get 24 to 48 hours. So I'm sure it'll still be open to see. But you're probably not going to get the full, you know, five
Stinky.
Senses experience past today or maybe tomorrow. Let's wrap up the buzz with a mural alert. I repeat, a mural alert.
This is not a drill.
Murals and More has announced plans for the installation of a painted mural on the northeast facade of the building at 830 First Avenue Northeast. Remember, so where St. Luke's has a couple clinics, there used to be restaurant bar, dry cleaner.
Yes.
And that's all gone now.
Uh-huh.
One of those buildings now you can see the side. And it's blank, and that's where the mural's going.
Let's put something on it.
Yes. The mural is in partnership with the MedQ. Along with Unity Point Health, St. Luke's Hospital. So the call for artists is out. In fact, you have until May 31st, if that is your art form, to get a hold of Murals and More. They should have this thing done by November.
Wow.
Which would be cool.
So this is just like submit your artwork? Like this is what...
It's a call for entries at this point.
Kind of what I do.
Yeah.
Very cool.
If that's your... if you're a muralist, this is your opportunity. And they want to hear from you. And I don't know if you've got to pitch the idea or at least get on the list of pitchers. For this mural alert,
mm-hmm.
and then from there, they'll pick one, and then all of a sudden, November 2025, a new mural in the MedQ in Cedar Rapids.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes!
B102.9.
2025 Freedom Festival, June 26th to July the 4th, presented by Hy-Vee, and we always kick it off right in the middle of May with the Freedom Festival Medallion Hunt.
Yes, and each day they're going to give you a clue that's going to help you find that medallion. You find the medallion, you get the $500 Hy-Vee gift card.
Claire is about ready to read the clue. Before we do that, we should always mention the medallion will be hidden outside on public land within the Cedar Rapids metro area that is accessible to all. It will never be underground, no digging necessary. The Cedar Rapids Metro Economic Area, Cedar Rapids Metro Area, rather, includes Marion, Hiawatha, Ely, Palo, Fairfax, as well as Cedar Rapids. Here is the first clue in Medallion Hunt 2025.
Clue number one. Welcome to the medallion hunt for 2025. The chance to be outdoors and feel alive. This search creates the perfect reason to enjoy Cedar Rapids' fifth season.
All right, what jumps out to you?
The fifth season.
Yes.
Cedar Rapids. I think it's in Cedar Rapids.
Okay.
That's the only thing.
Cedar Rapids' fifth season jumps out to me as well. Now, the Tree of Five Seasons is currently not on public land. It is in an active construction zone.
Okay.
So we could eliminate that like this.
It's not the Tree of Five Seasons.
It can't be, right?
Why would you put it on an active construction site?
You know the words that jump out to me?
What?
Feel alive.
Feel alive.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Like something that makes you feel alive. What? Well, hospital.
It brings you back to life. That's true. Is there like a play on a cemetery or an old burial area? But again, it's not underground.
Or some sort of like 1970s like boogie club. Ha, 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 ha.
Feel alive. Feel alive. That could be it.
Maybe.
It could be the site of an old roller disco that has since been demolished somewhere in Fairfax.
So we don't just know. Have to figure out where the old boogie roller discos are.
Yeah. And there were a lot of them.
Yes.
Trust me. This was like the roller derby disco.
Yeah.
Heart of America.
Capital of the world.
It was.
Uh-huh.
That's Medallion Hunt. Clue number one, a $500 gift card to Hy-Vee is on the line. We've got a poster right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Well, The Who is getting ready for their farewell tour, and they're going to have to get ready without a drummer because they have fired their drummer for the last 29 years.
Whoa.
Zach Starkey, who is Ringo Starr's son.
Okay.
Fired. He's out. The second time. This is the second time he's been fired. The first time they brought him back because they're like, we had some communication issues. We worked on it. Now we understand each other. He's been fired again. And replaced. Like, he's out. There was a disagreement about some of the side projects he was doing.
So he wasn't available for practice. That's what I'm hearing.
Basically, yeah.
Got missing practice.
Yeah, he's like, my side projects had nothing to do, and I have nothing but good things to say about The Who and everybody in the band. So, no bad blood.
That is a classic band.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that's a premium ticket. If you bought seats to see The Who.
Yeah.
And now another drummer is like, who's that guy?
Who's that guy?
Yeah.
I don't know him.
And the new guy's got to get up to speed if they're going on tour soon.
Uh-huh. Hopefully you know all the songs. In other bands without drummer news,
yeah,
Foo Fighters have just fired the guy they just hired to replace Tyler Hawkins. His name was Josh Fries. Josh says he didn't really get a reason to the public or to Josh. They just said that they're going in a different direction.
That's band dynamics, right?
Exactly. He said that he was a little surprised. He's never been fired from a band before, and he has been a replacement drummer in several bands, Guns N' Roses, Devo, The Vandals, Perfect Circle. So he was just a little bit miffed at that, but maybe they could switch drummers.
Wait, you're suggesting a drummer swap?
Well, there's two bands without drummers, and you could just switch them.
I want to find the telephone pole, and there's two posters. One is for Foo Fighters, and one's for The Who.
Hey,
looking for experienced drummers.
Because they hang up posters. All your coffee shops.
Your best drummers are probably some kid who just wants a chance, man.
Just give them a chance.
Yeah.
Give them a chance. After debuting in Cannes last week, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, is making its way to New York City.
You mean the film festival, Cannes?
Cannes, yes, the film festival. Then they took it to New York. It's going to be in theaters this Friday, but you've got the red carpet and Tom Cruise walking the red carpet talking about how this is the final installment for Mission Impossible. He said that he was inspired to kind of create this next chapter for Mission Impossible by 80-year-old Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford's career inspired him to keep the Mission Impossible film franchise going for as long as it has. He said he's currently 62, but he said, I'm actually going to be making movies into my 80s as well. Actually, I'm going to make them into my 100s.
Well, he has that special religion where you live forever. He's fine.
He'll be, you won't even know that he's 100.
No, it's like, oh my God, he looks so young. He's 200?
Wow.
That's incredible. He looks amazing.
Hey, remember, he was in an interview with a vampire.
That's
He might be a vampire.
He said he's never going to stop. He loves action. He loves drama. He loves comedy films. Which do we have a Tom Cruise comedy?
I mean, you know, show me the Harry, Maguire. Jerry Maguire had its funny parts. It was more of a rom-com.
Yeah.
Not pure funny. I'm just worried. Maverick was so good. Like, I don't want another Top Gun. Leave that one alone.
He's talking about a Top Gun 3.
We don't need Top Gun 3.
He's thinking about Top Gun 3.
Do we?
I don't know. National parks struggling just a little bit. And apparently desperate times are calling for desperate measures. Arizona's Petrified Forest National Park.
I've been there.
You've been there?
Yeah.
So the trees are all petrified, like rock solid, right?
I mean, I don't know how old they are, but they're old enough that the wood through, you know, mummifies basically. Mm-hmm. And and also it's bad luck to take anything.
Don't do it.
Don't leave with wood.
Well, they are not taking anything. They are trying to give. Bringing attention to their fundraising efforts for the Petrified Forest National Park by sharing videos on TikTok of Megan Thee Stallion.
Okay.
Not really sure why they went with Megan, but the
clips... So she's been there?
No. Do they own the clips? I don't know. I don't know how or why they have old clips.
Is this
clips.
Sanctioned? It or seems... is this like Friends of Wood? Like, that's their name, and they just got together like, we got to help our parks.
I would suspect that it's...
Friends of Wood.
Friends of Wood is involved because it seems very full of sexual innuendo. They're trying to go off the whole sex sells thing.
Yeah. Oh, I get Petrified Wood. Got it.
That's exactly what they're doing. So they're sharing videos of Megan Thee Stallion. I don't know if they're sanctioned or not. And filling them with lots of sexual innuendo, advertising their annual park pass for just $80.
Wow, that's a great deal.
Yeah, yeah. They're saying that the wood is so rock solid, it's basically nature's Viagra.
Do they have like two petrified woods in a bathtub holding hands? Maybe the old Cialis commercials?
Yes!
Or two adults holding hands in tubs, but looking over the petrified forest.
Watching all of the petrified forest.
I love the approach.
I applaud
right?
your
Sometimes
efforts.
You have to take chances in this business, especially it's hard times for national parks.
This is a
pun intended.
It is very hard times. Nobody knows that like the Petrified Forest.
That's right. Guys, we are in our hard times, and nobody knows any better than us, the Petrified Forest.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
You're going to get into work a little after 8 o'clock today, and the first thing someone's going to come up, they're going to say, how was your weekend?
Hey. What did you do? Did you guys have fun doing that thing? You were really excited.
We went to a graduation party.
Oh, really?
It was so fun. Here's a photo. Oh my God, my kid's old now, right? Stuff like that.
It's time to play catch up. We missed a couple of days. What do you do on a weekend? What kind of fun do you get up to?
How about this? Out of the blue, I run into Scott Schulte at Cottage Grove.
What?
Friday night.
So what were you doing there?
Of all the retirement communities and all the towns and all the random radio DJs, we ran into the
where
same
he's
building.
Been this whole time?
Friday, I mentioned that I hosted a game night at Cottage Grove. Somebody had purchased it at a auction for Theater Cedar Rapids, and I agreed to put together a game night. So I was basically the, you know, the host, the trivia master.
Yeah, host with the most.
And so the way Cottage Grove is set up, you walk into the main building. And they've got the dining hall straight ahead. And then off to the left is like the activities room, the library, the fire. We're in that room.
Okay.
So we're getting the AV check, right? We got PowerPoint presentation. Make sure the microphones work. And this random man walks in wearing a white polo shirt and like salmon colored shorts. And all four of us look up and at the same time go, Scott Schulte?
Huh?
What are you? What are you doing here? Scott's parents live at Cottage Grove. Scott came to have dinner with them, well, sit with them, say hi, and then take his son, Alex, out for dinner.
Yeah.
So we caught up. It was very quick catch up. He had to get to see his folks. But he was randomly walking around looking for a chair. He just needed to, so he could sit near the table where his parents were at. So he wandered into the activities room while we're setting up.
Happened upon each other.
Yes, totally, 100%.
How
it was crazy.
Crazy.
So crazy. Hugs, hugs, hugs. And then just before we got ready, he stopped and said goodbye. Alex was there.
Yeah.
We said hi to Alex. They were going off for dinner. It was just It was weird.
It's
just
funny.
So random. So random.
I just but texted fun. Him last week because I was like, hey, the new Pope kind of looks like you.
There's a look. There's a similar look to the new Pope.
You kind of look like the new
Especially
Pope.
Especially when Scott wears his glasses.
Yeah.
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 Well, there he is. I can vouch he's doing A-okay. Look great.
Looking good.
Looking good.
I had a very fun time this weekend at Theater Cedar Rapids. Fundraising is a drag program on Saturday morning.
Yeah, I say we. I'm on the board for Theater Cedar
Rapids.
You
were the host.
And I was also the host. It's a big fundraiser, and we put on a two-hour drag show, and then there's a brunch before that. It's a ton of fun.
It was so much fun. I thought it was funny because my husband got the singles because it's a drag show. You got a tip. So I got a bunch of singles, and he was like, you do it all. But they seem to gravitate more towards him.
That's true.
Yes. So I was like, you got to do it. So he finally tipped his first performer.
Well, this is the first tip?
Yes.
This was the second act, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
This is the fifth performance.
Come on. Poor Nick. Get into it, man.
We knew the performers, and they were drawn to your table, right? Because they probably saw your face. And then also, I just feel like they've got a radar of people who don't quite know what to do, right?
Yes, they do.
Like, I'm having a good time, but how does drag work again? What am I supposed to?
What do I?
Here's $2. I don't know what to do with it. Yeah. It was great. I don't have any fundraising totals, but we were ahead of where we were last year going into the event.
Yay!
We'd sold more tickets already, so that's good.
Word was out. It was a good
event. So good. Thank you guys for coming. We do appreciate it. Okay, that's our two photos from our weekends. How about yours? Please post them right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page for One Shot Weekends.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
Ah, the weekend.
Set the mood.
To have a little fun, kick back, relax, or go. It depends on the kind of weekend you had.
I was a little worried because when I woke up Saturday, we had that drag brunch at Big Grove, and the wind was blowing like it is now.
Yeah.
I'm like, we were worried about rain. We were worried about, like, heat. Never thought about windy and chilly. But by the time our brunch started and things got going, wrapped up a little after 12 o'clock, the weather was gorgeous. So there's, like, Marian Arts Fest was going on. There was a kite festival. Did you see next to us Waypoint? Was at the yard and people were plunging.
A polar plunge on that morning. Oh my goodness. Very cold, but I'm sure raised a ton of money.
Playground Crawl was also happening in North Liberty. It was a busy, busy weekend.
Hobie Days was this weekend as well.
On top of all of that, graduations. Left and right. Graduation.
Yes. Congrats.
Kirkwood for sure, right? University of Iowa. I'm just going based on the colors I'm seeing in the photos.
I don't know what color.
Which one? Look at him.
Red. There's so many red high schools. High school graduate.
Congrats. Generic red high school graduate.
Congratulations. Any high school that had red.
Renee, also thank you for posting. Your son retiring from the National Guard. You want to know what color they are? You can't see them. It's camouflage. I just want to call out the photo right below Renee's is from Brad. And it's like board game with my friends to celebrate my birthday early. I've never seen a board that big for a board game.
It's intense.
That's the size of a folding table.
I don't know what the game is, but it's involved.
There's a lot of cards and little characters and puzzle pieces and chips.
I had a little...
Take my money, Brad. I'd lose.
A little spot of outrage for just a second when I saw Travis' photo.
Yeah?
He said, beard contest, and there's this huge white beard.
That's our buddy Travis from the Doubletree.
Yeah.
Right? First of all, I know that man, and I know that is not his beard.
Okay.
He looks like it was a Santa beard of some sort.
I didn't want you to be missing out on some sort of local beard contest, and you didn't get to be a part of it.
I feel like I would know in advance.
Yeah. You'd have to be invited.
Charity, looks like another running event for you. Thanks for sharing that photo. We appreciate that. We've got outdoor bonfires, that kite festival I was mentioning in Marion. I love Susan's photo. They were in the Ottumwa area, made their way to a speakeasy. I mean, this looks like...
You're not supposed to tell anybody, Susan.
That's all they can say. It almost has a little bit of like a Leonardo's feel, right?
Yes, very much so.
That just kind of dark and you don't know what goes on behind that padded door.
A couple of photos from Beyonce, Soldier Field in Chicago. I really like Krista's because it looked like Beyonce was coming in, like flying through the air on some sort of convertible.
She was flying in a car?
Yeah, like a flying car through Soldier Field.
If anybody can fly a car through Soldier Field, Beyonce could do that. We have a follow-up from the husband and wife. He was spraying the deck and she was trying to suntan.
Yes, Lynn.
Lynn, not on the yard. It was round two. They finally sealed their deck. So we got a picture of a very nice sealed deck. Above that, somebody enjoyed the Coralville Chaos and the Cedar Rapids River Kings for an indoor football game.
Busy.
Well, it's clarinet Sharon, and she suggests that they need a marching band.
Oh, hello. Just
file that away. And then we've got the peacock.
Krista went to Yosemite for a half marathon. And then they, you know, you got to stay somewhere, get some accommodations.
Yep.
So they did the Vrbo thing.
Yep.
And they had a wild peacock wander through the property.
Let's break down that sentence word by word. They had a wild peacock. First of all, didn't know that was a thing.
Nope.
Wander through the property. And much like when the turkeys here actually can roost in the trees a little
bit. Yeah.
I wouldn't have, with a plumage that big, how is that peacock getting on that fence?
I don't know. But isn't it a beautiful bird?
Oh, it's gorgeous.
But I heard they're mean.
Well, if you're protecting a plume like that, well, you're like, get away, right?
Just give me one feather.
That's the problem. People are like, it's one feather.
One feather, man.
No. If I was a peacock, I would like come at you, bro.
You're why they're mean.
Yeah, I'm. What do you mean I'm like they're mean?
You're why.
You're why.
I am why.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.